It almost seems like since the dawn of time, there's been two questions. How did all of this start? Was it God? Was it the Big Bang? Like, how did we get here? And that second question, is Fortnite dying? Hi, this is @FlyStewie, and you're listening to the Top Twitch and Fortnite Tips Podcast. Leave a 5-star review, because that, my friends, Flight Crew, is how we grow. Is Fortnite dying? Now, this is, I honestly love this question, because every week, it seems, Epic makes some big change. They have this crazy change, whether it's now every game mode has zombies in it, or every game mode has the redeployed gliders in it, or, you know, now they're putting in turrets in the game. Like, they're always putting these items in the game that seem like they're going to fundamentally change how the game is playing. How the game is being played. And with these big changes, it forces big creators, big streamers, the Ninjas, the Tfues, the King Richards, it forces these guys to react to these changes in the game. And you may be asking yourself, you know, with Fortnite being such the top game, just the dominating force every single week, like, why does Epic Games, the creator of Fortnite, of course, why do they feel the need to make these ginormous changes every week that literally fundamentally change the gameplay of Fortnite? What are they doing? What are they trying to prove? What are they trying to do? Well, I think the first way to approach this conversation is what essentially is happening each, you know, with each change. So the first thing is, there's an ever-going debate on whether the Fortnite creators, Epic Games, they should appeal more to casuals and or they should appeal more to the pro gaming scene. Think of your Twitch cons, think of your packs, think of your summer skirmish, your fall skirmish. These are events where the pros, you know, people on, you know, competitive Reddit or people who are just doing really well in the game, right, who are dominating the game, the top streamers. These are events where they go to the game, they play on this competitive level, and they use whatever new meta, whatever new changes are in the game that week. And for them, a more static game, a more balanced game, a less RNG game, you know, a game that really rewards skill is the best answer to every update, right? So any update that where, you know, you put the spray meta in or you're changing something, any update that really unbalances this and gives the noobs like a weapon like the quad launchers, which fires 4 rockets at someone, any weapon like that greatly kind of disgruntles this crowd. You know, why are you giving a noob a turret that could take out a pro? It kind of gives that unbalancing element. Why are you letting a noob randomly pick up a golden scar when maybe the pro only has a pistol? You know, brings the element where a noob could beat a pro, right? And, you know, that makes the pro scene kind of wary. Whereas in noobs, they love coming back for the hype. You know, did you check out the new zombie mode? Did you check out this new gun? You know, now there's a turret. You know, how excited is a noob going to be when they place a correctly placed turret in a game and they get 4 kills when they're used to dropping and dying basically every other game, you know? It's really rewarding to noobs to put these OP guns in the game, or not even noobs, someone who's been playing for a long time, right? And they're just, maybe their skill's just not picked up, but now they got a quad launcher, and whenever they pick it up, they manage to get an extra kill or two, right? These are the balancing weapons that, you know, can bridge the skill gap, can bridge the gap against someone who's just really good at building or someone who's really good at sniping, and help create that gap. So you may be asking, which one's right? And as you can see where I'm going with this, if you haven't caught along, they're both right. You see, when it comes to game updates, in my opinion, and it's just my opinion, my subjective opinion, every week it's a balancing act. It's an equilibrium. There's an optimizing point that you sway forth between. You know, it's almost like politics. There's a left and a right. Which side's right? Both. But you can't be too left, you can't be too right. It's the same thing with Fortnite, right? You know, every update, the pros should have one good update, or then the next, the noob should have a good update. And the thing that's so genius about Fortnite and why, you know, this is going to, I see this strategy coming up. It's going to keep on going for the foreseeable future. Maybe they might tone down the updates. They might have not whole game-changing ones, because remember, Fortnite's still technically in beta mode. Cough, cough. But they're trying to optimize their point to know, on the pro scene, what's the most optimal way to make people fight each other? Because right now, between like the second and third circles, there's basically like no fighting, essentially, the second and third last circles. Everyone's just like building, trying to, you know, stay safe or whatever. And they're trying to get them to fight and everything. And just this balancing act of, you know, one day the pros seems better, one day the noob seems better. It really creates an atmosphere where, you know, the game's balanced. And the thing that's so genius about Epic Games is that by releasing something every week or every other update, right, that really changes the name of the game, in this new social media age, it provides great content. What do I mean by this? When you come back to the game every 2 weeks, there's something that new about the game that where you as a content creator, you can build a story around. So for me, I have an Instagram where, you know, I'm supposed to post what every day, something new about the game, or every week, you know, I'm trying to come up with memes to post. And when these relevant things happen in the game every week, it makes it so easy to post about. What do you guys think about the heavy sniper? How do you guys like the quad launcher? How do you like the quad racer? Is that what it's called? The new vehicles in the game. How do you like redeploy being put in the game? How do you like redeploy being taken off? What do you guys think of the scavenger pop-up cup? Every single week, they make it so easy as a content creator to come out with new ideas to post content. And those new ideas get the community talking, get the community engaged, and that way the community can come back to the game, the noobs be like, oh, you know what, this new thing looks pretty cool, let me try it out. Oh, let me see how OP. Oh, the game's broken out? Let me go make a video on how broken it is. Let me go make a video on how much I hate the game, right? There's always a new conversation to talk about the game. And if you keep the content creators, such as us, you know, the people doing podcasts, the people doing YouTubes, the people doing Instagrams, if you keep us giving us great content, we'll keep making stuff because we still have new stuff to make it about. You see a game like Black Ops, right? Where Black Ops, once you see it, phenomenal game. When it came out super strong. And of course, it was going to teeter off because it's a $60 game. How much hype can there really be over a blackout mode? This game mode that came out, right? Super hype at the beginning, but I haven't necessarily seen it out there in the social memosphere per se in a while, right? And of course, his numbers are going to drop on Twitch. Obviously, it's going to drop, like the hype, you know, start dying down a bit. Obviously, that's any new game is going to be really popular when it first comes out, right? That's just how new games work. Like, we're most interested when it comes out. But the hard thing about Call of Duty that I haven't seen is, like, I don't know what these new updates that are coming out are. I don't know what's happening in the game. I don't know the story around the game. It's hard to frame a story around Black Ops when you got essentially the same game throughout the whole time. Now you're looking at a game like, you know, League of Legends that has, you know, new heroes coming out and things of that nature. Maybe they can't frame stories as fast as Fortnite, but you can see quickly why Fortnite is a dominant player. They're always coming out with new game modes. They're always coming out with new guns. And they're not afraid to break their game. Let's be real. Redeploy, when it introduced, fundamentally broke the game. Like, it's completely different. Like, it's not even the same game. It's literally, when Redeploy comes out, not even the same game mode. And what Epic does so well is they release these limited time game modes first, these special game modes. You know, you released the Blitz mode that allows, I think Blitz had redeploy in it, I'm not sure, but a lot of game modes already had the redeploy gliders in it, right? So you were getting used to these features before they came out, right? You release these features in other game modes, you release zombies in other game modes, zombies in the game save the world and everything, and then when they finally come to the game, you're kind of used to it, you've kind of seen it somewhat in somewhat fashion. That's why when they release a new item, you can find the item way more in the game. So that way you get used to playing with the item, and when it's in the normal rotation, now you can use it normally. This is just honestly a great way to do content, and the reason why I'm showing what Epic is doing right is it literally shows what you as a Twitch streamer can do right. You know, what is the story that you're crafting for your stream every week to get people coming back? something very simple you can do is every time Epic makes a change, if you're doing Fortnite per se, then you can, of course, have a Fortnite aim story. If you're playing another game like Rainbow Six, you have to create a Rainbow Six aim story. Or maybe that's not even about the game at all. You know, maybe this week is all about giveaways. This week is all about YouTube. This week is all about Twitch streamers. This week's all about et cetera, right? Crafting, being able to craft a story every week or 2 weeks about your stream, about maybe what's going on in your life, will create that almost episodic feeling, almost like seasonality feeling with your streamers where they want to tune in because they want to know what's happening next. When that same thing's happening every week, it can be the great same thing. But once you have that, ooh, my throat fly grew. Once you have that thing that really makes people want to pull in every week to watch, that's, I think, is a great way to create that retention within your stream and really blow up those numbers. Anyways, this has been your humble host at Fly Stewie. Thank you for listening, Flight Crew. And this has been the Top Twitch and Fortnite Tips podcast. Remember to follow me on Instagram, Twitch, and Twitter. And we, Flight Crew, have to take off.